This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20 Wednesday, the 16th of March, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, before we get into some insights with regards to the Malaysian fixed income market, a quick update on Bursa Malaysia. It is currently in the green. It is up marginally 0.17% to 1560. The rest of the region actually showing relatively strong gains at this moment, however. Now, turning our attention to a market that has actually been rather ignored, and that is ours, actually, the Malaysian market. As investors seek safe haven from rising oil prices and inflationary pressures, suddenly we are gaining some interest. And this is because we are the only emerging Asian economy which runs an oil and gas trade surplus, with trade in energy accounting for 0.4% of our GDP.
Whilst further rises in Brent crude prices put pressure on the government's subsidy bill, investors have flocked to Malaysian assets. In fact, ringgit sovereign bonds have gained 0.13% since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February, while the benchmark 10 yield has held steady at 3.3%. Can this positive momentum continue, or are these headwinds that we should not ignore?
To find out, we speak to Ang Beng Kwang, Head of Investment at Hong Leong Islamic Asset Management. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, help us understand, before we look at the Malaysian market, I think we should pay a little bit of attention to the US bond market. It has come under pressure. Even the 10-year Treasury yields are near the highest levels since 2019. Help us understand what's happening there.
Thank you for having me here again. So basically, the US Treasury started the year at 1.63%, and even that, the final FOMC meeting of 2021 has indicated some form of policy normalization through the reduction in space of asset purchases. I reckoned that the rout in US Treasury is attributable to three factors. The first factor will be the Ukraine-Russia conflict, which has tempered somewhat the surge in US Treasury yields as global investors seek some safe haven assets. The second one is the hike in Fed funds rate, which could accompany with the Fed quantitative tightening of its balance sheet. Hence, the recoiling in yield from the low of US Treasury 10-year yield at the start of the year is attributable to the increasing evidence that the Fed is no longer supporting the yield curve. And the final point would be that inflation, or sustained inflation, is pressuring the bond market with high commodity or elevated commodity prices, persistent supply chain issues, which is still in the background, and that has caused some falling consumer confidence to the central bank decision-making.
So let me ask you about what you expect the Fed to do with the rate hike. Do you expect them to raise by 25 bips or 50 bips tomorrow?
Just now I mentioned about the pathways of the policy normalization, which is something that I'm looking forward to. Other than their path of normalization or their pace, I'm also looking for their quantitative tightening minutes here, because the Fed has expanded its balance sheet since the start of the pandemic, from their balance sheet holdings of 4 trillion to currently 9 trillion. So it has indicated that it will not be investing in maturing principles. At what pace and how will it unload and shrink its balance sheet is something that I look forward to. Mm. Because currently I'm looking forward how much would it be reducing in its balance sheet and unloading it to the market. So currently, because we believe that the Fed would, and our in-house views that the Fed would unload 1 trillion first this year, which consists of, in terms of the modality, is 600 billion in US Treasury holdings and 400 billion in MBS securities.
Okay, and then moving along to Malaysia, what we did see is that foreign holdings in MGS has increased. And this is the second consecutive month. Do you think Malaysia is now starting to have the benefits of being a safe haven?
I think Malaysia would have advantage here in terms of the yield carry. And because of our exposure to Ukraine-Russian conflict is minimal, so we believe that Malaysia would experience some rotational asset allocation from global investors. And this is based on the two points here that I would like to make. First point here is because of this conflict, right, Russia will not be included or will be considered to be excluded in major indices. So that would benefit some of the remaining constituents in the major indices weightage itself. And Russia's weight in especially the major key bond indices is relatively heavy on the top five holdings. So the exclusion or the major indices not to include any more bonds in the major indices would benefit other major constituents, which includes Malaysia here. And secondly, is that the rebalancing also looks at currently the yield premium for Malaysia is highly attractive, and Malaysia has relatively stable currency, and it would be able to sustain some outflows from the global investors.
So what do you think when the Monetary Policy Committee meets in May? Do you think they will maintain OPR at 1.75% and only pursue policy normalization later in the year?
We believe the Bank Negara would continue to stand pat on its current OPR rates at this upcoming meeting. But I think the central banks would like to keep track of the developing and the fluid economic data that is upcoming, because we would like to monitor the first quarter GDP growth as well as the upcoming inflation numbers, which has shown some slight increase in our core inflation numbers itself. But we also expect that there will be some confluence of a mixture of downside risk for growth in terms for Malaysia is because of this due to favorable terms of trade. I think Malaysia would stand to gain slightly, but because we have high expenditure and subsidy bills, also that would slightly dilute the favorable terms of trade.
Okay, so no rate hike for the moment. Just very quickly, in 10 seconds.
No possible rate hike until year end. But one thing to watch for, the key indicators that we'll watch for is basically our core PCE, which has been rising from 1.1% to 1.6%.
Okay.
So if our core inflation starts to rise beyond 2%, then there will be some discussion among the rate hikes by year end.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That was Ang Beng Kwang, Head of Investment at Hong Leong Islamic Asset Management. That's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.